everyone. It's Dana with The Big Time with Whitney Allen, and I'm talking to Miss Raven.
Well, hello.
Hi. How do you feel about the outcome of tonight?
I mean, I would say I was shocked. It was a shocking finale, for sure. A lot of high emotions and tension. But, I mean, I wanted Paul to win. That's where my vote lied. Yeah. It was a close vote. But I'm super proud of Josh. He went through a lot in that house. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of my meatball.
It's so funny because you met Paul before not knowing that you would be in the Big Brother house.
Correct.
Did you bring that up to him? Like, oh my gosh, I met you at your show.
We did. We talked about it a couple times in the house. I met him at a show when he came to Arkansas with his band Strange Faces. And we connected on a friendship from the moment we saw each other. So, I mean, I love Paul from the moment I met him. He's very intelligent. And we connected him on how we know about our mortality and just our life experiences. And I have nothing but love and respect for Paul.
Right. How do you feel about this season being mainly known for bullying and attacking one another?
I don't like that at all. I have been bullied before with my disease, and bullying is not acceptable. I just think in that house, emotions run high.
Yeah.
People take things out of context and say stuff in the moment they don't mean. So I am not a fan of bullying. I do not support it at all. Like I said, I've been bullied. It's not a fun thing. It was definitely a high emotional volatile season.
Right. But you've said some things too that can be seen as bullying. So when you go back and when you watch the show, do you feel like maybe you'll have conversations with some of those people you had words with, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, or if someone apologized to you?
Oh yeah, I definitely. A lot of people don't realize that show. I mean, you see the 45 minutes,
right?
You know, and things aren't aired. People say stuff back and forth all week long. And so emotions run high. Someone says something to you, it triggers something,
yeah.
You say something back. We've all kind of talked to each other in separate rooms, like, okay, maybe we shouldn't have said that. We didn't mean that.
Yeah.
But like I said, emotions do run high in that house. Until you're in that house and you're in that situation, you really don't understand. And then, like I said, you just kind of had to wipe the slate clean and be like, okay, maybe you shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But now we're back in real life. Let's just connect on a personal level and not a game level.
Right. Do you plan on keeping in touch with all of your house guests?
Oh, yeah. I plan on, like, trying to make as much as connection as I can. Maybe some of them might not want to, but like I said, I am able to separate gameplay from personal.
Yeah.
And I know some people aren't. And that's on them. But for me, I just want to get to know them out here in the real world.
Yeah.
Not in the Big Brother house. Like, are you going to nominate me for veto? Like, are you putting me in the block? Are you? So it's going to be awesome.
We can't talk to you without talking about Matt, Maven. What are the plans? How do we keep this going?
Matthew and I are definitely going to see each other outside of the show. I think it's obvious he has a lot of feelings for me. I don't think someone gives up $500,000 and takes a penalty vote for someone he does not have any feelings for.
Right.
There's not enough words I can say about Matthew. He is a kind-hearted, genuine person. We're staying out here a week together. He's going to help me do some stuff on my bucket list.
Oh.
So I'm super excited, and I'm blessed to have him in my life.
Fun. Now, something that was trending and was kind of funny, Paul asked you, and Julie asked you as well, what your GPA was, and you said dance. But everyone really wants to know, what is your number GPA?
I graduated high school with a 4.0. I'm already honored to graduate.
Uh-huh.
Very intelligent. To clear this up, oh my gosh.
I know.
To clear this up, people were like saying that they thought my mom was in Mensa. My mom can be in Mensa. She's not a part of Mensa.
Uh-huh.
She can be. She went to law school. She graduated early. She got sick. I mean, she didn't graduate. She was not able to graduate because
okay.
She was sick.
Uh-huh.
But my mom is very intelligent, so I get it from my mom. Very proud to be her daughter. But to clear that up, she can be in Mensa. She is not a part of Mensa, but she can join tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, I get it.
Clearing that up.
Yeah. So something that was trending online on Twitter, like US-wide, was a hashtag, and it was called #RavenExposedParty. And it was just Big Brother fans are crazy. They love to compile lists, and
They
compiled a list of things you've said in the house compared to contradictions you've said with that. How are you going to look online? Are you interested in reading any of that?
Not really. I mean, haters are going to hate. They're going to try to find stuff that and pick you apart. You're going to have your fans. You're going to have your haters.
Yeah.
And so in that house, I was genuine. I had the best time of my life. And so, no.
You said at one of the jury roundtables, you were the puppet master. And Elena was like, no. How were you the puppet master? What did you do? How can you clear that up for the fans?
Of course. And what I mean by that is, like, I was helping Paul pull strings.
Yeah.
Until I got evicted. I even knew when I was going to get evicted, I had a gut feeling. I knew how everyone in that house was going to be evicted. I helped come back with information. I related to Paul. I mean, I helped get Mark out. I helped get Jason out. So I was helping pull strings behind the mm-hmm. scenes. I was helping throw in competitions. It was my idea to throw the Ready, Set, Whoa uh-huh. to Christmas. It was my idea.
Okay.
So but that's what I meant was I was helping Paul pull strings. Now, did he bump me out? Yes. But did I know it was going to happen? I did. I had that gut feeling, and then I got evicted.
How do you feel about Cody winning America's Spirit House Guest?
I mean, obviously people know I'm not a fan of Cody. No shocker.
Yeah.
But, I mean, America has a right. I mean, Cody went through a lot in that house, and everyone in that house is not going to get along.
Yeah.
There's 16 people in a house. You all have different personalities. So it is what it is. But I'm happy for Cody. I mean, way to go, bud. I mean, I wish I had $25,000 too. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Raven, for making time for the big time with Winnie Allen.
You.